Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And this is the third time that we are going to hear Deuteronomy 32, the teaching on this one. I was thinking in the reading of this song, there's four verses, 15 through 18. It says, "But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, stout, and sleek. Then he forsake God who made him and scoffed at the rock of his salvation. They stirred him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons that were no gods, to gods they had never known, to new gods that had come recently, whom your father had never dreaded. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you, and you forgot the God who gave you birth." That's the word of the Lord. It's always sobering to see people go from riches to rags, whether it's in the Bible or, you know, whether we see it in life. I was on the phone just last night with my daughter, who, you know, she works with a lot of people in Narcotics Anonymous, and she brings them to church and whatever, but unfortunately, some of them push back and they go back out. And she called me to tell me that, you know, someone had gone back out and she was very, very sad. And we pray, you know, because I know that the Lord is the solution. And we have to stay very, very close to the Lord. Otherwise, our heads will be turned around because the world promotes what they do. And what they do is what the prince of the world tells them to do, that evil one tells them, and they have to learn. I was also thinking that, you know, like when I was a child, I loved coasting on my bicycle. I lived in a neighborhood, and we just used to ride our bikes or get on our roller skates. And I was outside most of my life, most of my young life. And I would spend a lot of time and energy where I would just get that energy going and then glide. I love to glide, you know, riding real hard and then letting the bicycle and the momentum, you know, of that effort that I had made caused me to coast. Coasting was fun, you know, as a child. But as an adult, I cannot coast when it comes to my spiritual life. I cannot do it. That's sudden death. And the reason being is that there is an adversary. And he has an agenda. That agenda is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what I learned in John 10:10. He wants to catch me off guard. And he wants to catch me unawares. Therefore, I have to use great care to safeguard against backsliding. And as I said before, that's why I want to stay in the Word. That's why I want to keep the Word inside of me. I was thinking of three verses today to help safeguard me and to hopefully encourage you not to backslide. One of them is James 4:7-8. It says, "Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you," meaning God. You know, these verses remind me of the importance of really submitting to God and also resisting temptation. I want to draw close to him through prayer. I want to draw close to him through being in the Word. I want to draw close to him by being with other believers, that fellowship. And I know that these types of habits of drawing near in that way will foster a deeper relationship with the Lord. And I want them to become like one of the books talked about, atomic habits, where little by little I do the things that are right. I do them on a consistent basis, and after a while, you know, they are just embedded in who I am. The second of the three verses I have is 1 Corinthians 10:12. It says, therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he falls. This is a reminder, you know, for me to have humility and vigilance. I have to ask God to help me turn away from pride and practice humility, knowing that pride is going to invite the Lord's opposition. That's what I find out in 1 Peter. I don't want that. He will oppose the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And the last verse I'll bring tonight is 2 Peter 3:17-18. It says, you therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away by the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. You know, these verses urge me to be vigilant against being swayed by the culture. So I have to watch, you know, my interactions with the culture, and that also includes the media, the TV, being very careful about the things that we watch. You know, my husband loves TV, but I have to be careful when I spend time with him, what it is that we will share together, because I just don't want, I don't want my effort of growing close to the Lord diluted by just, you know, sitting in front of junk or something that definitely will sear my mind and conscience. So this is my prayer. Dear Father, I remember the words of that hymn, Be Thou My Vision. There's a part of it that says, riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart, high King of heaven, my treasure thou art. Father, I pray to keep you central in my thinking and guard me against worldly distractions. I pray never to forget the closeness I have with you today. I want to keep that. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.